Golden State Media Concepts Technology Podcast covers everything tech. The hottest mobile phones, tablets, games. We review it, rate it, test it. Whether you're Microsoft or Apple, Android or iPhone, we'll give it to you
again and again.
Black and white. The Golden State Media Concepts Technology Podcast.
Hello and welcome into the GSMC Technology Podcast on a Tuesday today. Here, my name is Tom Doherty, your host. As always, this podcast is brought to you by the GSMC Podcast Network. As we come to you today on the second kind of, well, I mean, it's a 36-hour day, so it's second day, but it is Prime Day. It's kind of a misnomer how they name it Prime Day, but it's 36 hours, so it started yesterday at, I think, 12 o'clock Pacific time, 12 noon Pacific time, and then is going to be going till, well, 36 hours, so it's probably till tonight, I'm assuming, as we can do math correctly here, so it'll be basically all day today as well. And that's where you can go find your deals, and we're going to be doing reviews and talk on some of the best gadgets and tech you can go buy with this Amazon Prime. And actually, I mean, Amazon Prime is pretty crazy in itself. I mean, I know we talk about Amazon on this show a lot as a tech giant, as a company that's been able to span pretty much every field possible, whether it's entertainment or cloud storage space, or even your groceries. Amazon's got a hand in all of it, as well as the fact that obviously they're going to be delivering you pretty much whatever you want. I mean, whenever I think about Amazon, I think about my favorite comedian. His name is Tom Segura, and he's not my favorite because we have the same name, but he is hilarious. I advise you to go watch his specials on Netflix. He has a few of them, but no, Tom Segura, he starts off his latest special was like, we're never going to leave the house. You know that, right? We're about 5 years away from never leaving the house, because at this point, even now today, you can get literally anything you want delivered. I talked about that Rinse app the other day. You can get your laundry now done. You don't have to, I mean, you can do laundry at home anyways, obviously. But if you were dry cleaning, if you were staying at home and dry cleaning was the only reason why you were leaving the house, well, now that's taken care of too for you. You don't need to leave the house for dry cleaning. You can literally stay home and play Fortnite all night long, all day long, all the night long, and have things just delivered to you. You can have your Sonos soundbar delivered to you. You can have another Alexa tower. I mean, another Echo tower delivered to you, or an Echo Dot, or whatever you want. Whatever you want, have it delivered to you. I know on Prime Day, well, I'm going to go over some of the things that have the best deals. And then Prime, like I said, I've kind of cut myself off a little bit with that anecdote. Is it half of American households have Amazon Prime? Half. I know some people kind of finagle it where they use, like, you know, when I was in college, I used my mom's Amazon Prime account because I had to log in for it. So, I mean, but it's a household thing because they do allow you to use one account per household. So half of American households have Amazon Prime, which is pretty crazy to think about, knowing that, I mean, it's just one company that is doing everything. And I mean, I'm lucky if Amazon does take over the world, I have a connection. I have family that work for Amazon, so I'm good. I'm taken care of there. But no, in all seriousness, no, this is we're going towards a place where it's going to be autonomous, maybe. We're going to see the drones be delivering things. Was that kind of a fad that kind of went away? I know they tried it, but they're going to be like, oh, we're going to do it. But no, you can do Amazon Now, where you can have things delivered in as many as a few hours. So they're kind of getting it where it's going to be like Uber, where you're having people sign up to deliver packages on their own time, kind of like Uber or DoorDash or Postmates, whatever you want to be. So, like, you can have this, you know, all the way for delivery, man. You can have Joe Schmo deliver your Chipotle and deliver your Amazon package for you. I mean, I don't know what you would possibly need, like, within them one day of each other, other than like something like Amazon Fresh. Oh, by the way, there's your groceries. And then also, you could, like I said, you could just talk to Alexa and be like, hey, Alexa, say I do want to leave the house for a second and just head over to Whole Foods. Alexa, add milk and cereal to my fresh basket. And then all of a sudden it'll be in your fresh basket. You say, okay, Alexa, send my fresh basket to Whole Foods. Have it be ready. And they're like, okay, your fresh basket will be ready to pick up in 15 minutes. And somebody will go do your shopping for you and bring it to the front. Obviously, I mean, I personally wouldn't do that because I find things as I go along the grocery store. So I'm like, oh yeah, I need that. I didn't think about that. I need that. So it's like, but I mean, for those who might get in trouble with that or buy too much stuff or overshop or something like that, this could be something that helps you where you can make actually a list, tell Alexa your list, and then they'll have it all already grabbed and put in a basket for you, ready to go. And obviously, I think you just go pick it up. You don't pay for anything. It's all paid for through your Amazon account. So, I mean, that's the one dangerous thing is the Amazon accounts. For those who don't know, you can password protect your Alexa. So your friends just can't walk up to your Amazon Echo Tower and be like, Alexa, send, tell Whole Foods I want 15 steaks or something like that or something like that. And they'll charge it to your account and all of a sudden be sitting there and be like, where the heck is this person? Or you can order things on Amazon and have them sent to your house through Alexa. So hopefully your friend will go up and be like, hey, Alexa, can you I need to order 20 pillows to this address and charge it to the account. And so all of a sudden you're getting 20 pillows or maybe it could be something worse. Hopefully not, but you know, we're not going to be leaving the house pretty. It's obviously not kidding, not joking. We're not leaving the house, right? No, I'm joking. No, our country is too pretty. I mean, we like the outdoors enough. It's one thing about it. It's interesting. There are tech people out there who are like super techie, but they're also like super outdoorsy. It's cool how we kind of get a crossover like that, where I think we're fine. We're getting to a point where I know the companies, which I've talked about on the show, are trying to actually get us to be more active and to stop using so much tech and to stop staying inside so much. I'm not sure the video game companies are doing that, but I mean, Pokemon Go tried. But as far as the big tech companies like Google and Apple and everything, they're going to try and do that. They're going to have the Screen Time app in there. I saw a report on when I was doing my research for the show today. I saw that there's a medical study out that ADHD in children has increased due to screen usage, being in front of a screen, looking down at a screen too much. And obviously everything's fast paced when you're, honestly, I'm bad at it too. If I'm not in a good Wi-Fi area or if my LTE is not working and my phone isn't loading things appropriately at speeds I'm used to, it's like, hurry up. What's going on? Oh my gosh. And it's like, no, you couldn't just take a chill pill, calm down. It'll work when what needs to work. It's not a perfect science. It's wireless. It's kind of amazing that it happens, and it's a phenomenon that's happening in itself anyways. The fact that you can load up basically anything you want on Twitter or find a video on YouTube or Instagram or go look at a score or watch a concert that's happening right now on Instagram Live. I mean, it's pretty amazing how fast we can get things connected. I mean, my sister just went to Italy for 3 weeks. And usually when you go on trips, like back in the day, when you go on trips, like you have a photo album or you make a slideshow of all the pictures you took when you were there. Not anymore. You just post it on Instagram, or you have WhatsApp or Snapchat, and you post it on there, and you could basically take their vacation right along with them. And I was able to just, you know, follow right along with her, and her friend made a video before they even came back. She edited a little video together and sent it to us before they even came back over here, so we could see it before they were back, which is, I mean, pretty crazy. And I mean, the fact that everything is so instantaneous is pretty amazing at this day and age. But are we headed to a point where we're never going to leave the house? Maybe some of our population are headed that way. Like I said, everything is getting a little too easy to be delivered to your doorstep. And then, of course, that convenience breeds issues and problems and tinkering. So convenience, like a lot of delivery and ordering everything online these days, of course, that'll turn into theft and people taking things off your porch and all this stuff. So Amazon, of course, then is smart in itself and prides itself in being innovative, and they create the lockers that they put in the grocery stores, which is honestly a great idea, especially for those who either have are in a bad or more, you know, shakier neighborhood, or you know, blah blah blah. Things happen. You know, even in my neighborhood, things happen. People have stuff taken off their doorstep, and people follow the delivery trucks around, and they just go up on and just take stuff. It's kind of ridiculous how things happen, but you know, You should go get the Ring app, Ring doorbell app from, who was selling? I think Amazon was selling it for like hella cheap, or was it Dell? I think it was Dell. Somebody was selling them for hella cheap. I talked about it. Go look at the podcast from like a week and a half ago. I talked about the Ring app, the little doorbell thing that has a camera on it so you can see everything. I mean, there's tons of stuff like that now. I mean, you can get that. You can do Comcast Home, where you're, or Xfinity Home, whatever they call it, so you can have cameras installed into your front doorstep and around everywhere, so you can, and even in your house, so you can have live video footage of whatever's happening around your property. So that's pretty cool. But you know, that's if you leave the house. If you're home, you already know what's happening. I'm kidding. If you're home, you want to be like, "Who's at the front door? Go away! I'm not decent. I don't leave the house. I have everything delivered to me by Amazon, or whoever. I mean, or Postmates, or DoorDash. I mean, you can, like I said, everything you can can be delivered these days. I mean, it's good. It's putting people to work. Like I said, Amazon, I think Amazon Now is really cool, because like for those who don't want to Uber, have to deal with people in their car, or have to go deal with people, DoorDash is interesting, but I've worked at a food service before, and I've dealt with people who do DoorDash, and I've talked to them, like, it's okay, it's cool, but sometimes it's weird. Like, you're delivering people's food and you don't have it in like a official vehicle, or just in your, it's kind of shady for me. Honestly, I'm like, somebody can put something in my food, but I mean, and then you could obviously probably have a little bit of recourse. I mean, but you know, just saying, DoorDash, everything, you can have it delivered to your house, But I mean, I like Amazon Now because it's just people driving packages around, and obviously you could see if somebody tampered with it. So you're not really worried about it at all. Prime Day is upon us, and in the next segment we're going to be going over some stuff regarding all the different deals you can get and all the different gadgets, and we'll be also reviewing some of the gadgets. But before this, to finish off this first segment, I want to talk about a thing that actually I just found out about a couple of days ago that I really wanted. I'm like, oh, I got to talk about this during the show. I'm like, this is cool. But there is a car, it's actually called an incline or a hill race, and it's every year, it's in England, and it's called the Goodwood. And what it is a hill climb race. So basically you it's time trials, and you race up this all these concept cars, and all these companies bring these concept vehicles, and they race up this kind of windy hill at this beautiful estate, the Goodwood Estate, Goodwood House in England. So the now, of course, it's all about autonomous driving and autonomous cars. So Siemens, which is of course that's the name, is a tech company. I think they're from I think it's a German company. They took a 1965 Ford Mustang and gutted it basically, and put all the computerization and technology needed to have a self-driving car. And they put it down this track, and of course it's all GPS and mapped out, but it's like, it didn't work out very well. It didn't go very fast, and it kind of swayed back and forth along the course, and they had a driver in there that had to correct it a little bit sometimes. Compared to the other, there was another self-driving car, which it was more of a concept sports car kind of thing that was really worked really well, actually. We'll talk about that in just a moment, but no, this is actually pretty cool thing, even though it is the first autonomous Mustang, especially for a antique car like that, to be able to do that is pretty cool. But I think they had to do a little bit more of tinkering with it because of the programming. Because this is from the Sunday Times, claimed that the television production crew on hand thought the crowds would want to see the car steering itself around. So the weaving was actually programmed into the drive to make everything seem a bit more dynamic. Okay. So yeah, that makes sense. So instead of, if you watch the video for it, I can put the link for the video on the show notes so you guys can see. It's actually pretty cool. They have the engineer who created the system on the commentary as well while the car is driving. It's not going very fast. They're like, oh, it goes a snail's pace. I'm like, well, a snail's pace compared to a race race car. It's actually going probably 35, 40 miles an hour, which isn't bad for a 1965 car, a car from 1965 that's now being self-driven by a computer. I mean, which is it's pretty cool. But you know, it's I guess yeah. I was looking at it like, okay, it's a little windy. Like, why is it going in a kind of a serpentine fashion? Warm up the tires a little bit. But I guess it was programmed that way to give the spectators a better viewing. And instead of just the car going straight down the middle of the road, they wanted to, like, hey, we actually can make it do this a little bit. But I guess they did have to have it, a little too squirrely. They did have to have the driver take over the steering wheel a few times during that during their run. All right. In the next segment, we're going to go over the Prime Day gadgets, and then we're going to probably do that. I'll probably do one or two throughout the next few segments. And then also, I do want to talk about that other car that did actually take a nice little smooth, very nice smooth drive down through that Goodwood track. And it was pretty fun to watch because it was all computerized. No driver. I'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Do you want to be healthier, yet you just don't know what to do? All these shows telling you this and that, but nothing seems to work. Well, listen close. Golden State Media Concepts has got something great for you. The health and wellness podcast dedicated to workout trends, healthy eating habits, diet, and everything about healthy living. Join us in our banters as we help you not just live life to the fullest, but live it to the healthiest.
All right, welcome back to GSMC Technology Podcast on a Tuesday today here as we're going to go over some of the stuff that is being featured on Amazon Prime Day and going to be on discount, especially the our favorite tech stuff, which are the smart speakers. That's the new, I mean, that's not new. It's the hot thing, though, this year, of course, the smart speakers. But we'll also talk about some just normal speakers, not necessarily have to be smart ones, but, you know, wireless speakers as well that you could find at a cheaper price these days, or today, not these days, but just today on Amazon if you have Prime. All right, so number one is the is actually a cool one. It's not a smart speaker per se, but it can be connected with one. That's the Bose Mini. It's a mini Bose speaker, basically, but it's called the Bose SoundLink Micro. It's also waterproof, which is pretty cool. So, I mean, this is the one. It's a little smaller, but it's usually $99.99. It's going to lower down to $70 for you today until midnight on Amazon. So it looks like that it's going to be, so it's 30% off, basically, for that product there. It's going to be pairing with your Bluetooth, obviously via Bluetooth with your smartphone, tablet, laptop, 6 hours battery life on it, and it also is waterproof with the more rugged body to withstand whether you're going to be out. Yeah, you know, it's great for, like, if you're going to go walk your dogs, go for a hike, and clip it to your clothing. I have a bigger speaker that I actually clip to the leashes of the dogs. I have two dogs, so it's a tandem leash, so it's one leash and it splits off. So I have a little middle, like, you know, Y section that I can hook the speaker to. It's kind of perfect, but this thing would be even better because it's just a little more compact, and it also has that higher. It still has the higher battery life. I mean, usually a normal wireless speaker has about 8 to 10 hours of battery life. This is a bit smaller, so 6 hours is about right, and it makes sense. Could be used poolside. It's okay being dropped, like I said, waterproof, shockproof, everything like that. Does not integrate with it. It doesn't have a smart system of its own, like I said, but it does. If you do have, obviously, it will work with through Siri, work with your Google Assistant with the Bluetooth, and you can also access it remote. You can access it remotely with Siri and with your Google Assistant. You can even hook it up to an Echo Spot as well. So, I mean, that's pretty functional. For something that's not, I mean, usually these smart speakers are what, $300-$400. So if you like Siri, you like your Google Assistant, you don't have to worry about getting a smart speaker. And if you were more on the go, this would definitely be something for you, because I mean, even in the picture they show, it's pretty cool because it'll clip onto your clothing. And as, like I said, it's waterproof, so you can take it around however, wherever you want. have some fun, go on an adventure, and listen to some music as you go, which is pretty cool. Yeah. All right. The other one, if you're looking for more, like I said, this is the Sonos is more known for, I mean, Bose has a very good audio quality as well, but this is going to be more both audio quality and then also the native assistant that you're used to. So the Sonos One currently does have Alexa compatibility with it. So we'll actually will have Alexa on there. And I think that they've have reported that it's going to be having Google Assistant within a year. So you're going to have Google Assistant as well. So if you're not an Alexa fan, you have to wait a little bit. But the Sonos One, you can, like I said, streaming music, whether you're going to be doing it from your phones or whatever. It also will use AirPlay 2 to go seamlessly from your iPhone, iPad, Mac to the Sonos One. You can control it pretty much in any room. I like the Sonos ones because you can kind of set them up in different areas and get that kind of cross net sound that sounds pretty cool. So these ones are bundled actually with an Amazon gift card. So you get $50. It's an Amazon gift card, and you pay $199. I mean, that's how it kind of gets you, instead of like, you know, hey, you can save your own money. We're going to let you save, but you're going to save our money and you're going to be able to spend it back again with us. So you're going to get, you pay the $199 for the Sonos One, but then you get that $50 gift card. And so you're going to get that one for $149 as well. So that's pretty cool. It's one of the better speakers you can get. It comes in two different colors. Like I said, compatible with Alexa. If you want something, if you'd like, so say you have an Amazon Echo right now, and you love talking to Alexa, you love the functionality of it, she has your routines down and everything. I actually just saw a commercial for Alexa that was that's pretty cool because it's showing off what you can do with the routines. But the Sonos One, you could do all that kind of stuff. But if you want better sound quality, basically, if you are listening to music, like I listen to music a lot in the kitchen while I'm cooking through the Amazon, through the Echo, which I think actually has pretty good sound quality. Obviously, Sonos, you probably will get a little bit better incrementally better for those who have better ears and can tell the difference, which there are. I mean, I can tell the difference if it's blatantly, just the little changes. I mean, it's a little difficult, but there are people who are particular, and that's why they have higher quality things. And Sonos makes a deal with Amazon to get Alexa onto their product for those who want a higher quality audio, but also still want these services brought to you by Amazon. So, but no, going back to, you can see examples from Alexa, which is pretty cool. Seeing the actual functionality, you know, it's like even in a commercial, everything's simulated, but why wouldn't you be able to work the same way in real life? I would imagine it would be just fine, but it's like a dad with his newborn baby, and either the mom is on vacation on a trip or at work or something like that, which is whatever. Dad's taking care of the baby, and which is great. And the mom left a bunch of reminders on the Amazon. So she went on the Amazon app and she went into the the skills, I think what it is. And then you can do the different things where, sure, her name was Laura or whatever it was. And it says, Laura left your reminder to the play date at 3 o'clock or something like that, or feeding or whatever it was, all the different things, the doctor's appointment the baby needed to do. The dad was just running around town all day. It's pretty funny, but no, it's just Alexa. Cause I mean, they're showing you how many different ways Alexa can talk to you, whether it's in your car, cause a lot of, you know, the new cars all have Alexa capability. I think it's Ford that has that. And then, obviously you can have multiple Echo Dots all over your house, and you can have the central command center with your Amazon Echo, the tower or whatever you have. So, yeah, it was pretty cool, actually. So it's it was definitely cool seeing that commercial, and seeing that the personalization, that it said her name, it's all timed out. Laura is reminding you that you have 30 minutes to go do to get to this place. It was pretty cool. It's like, oh, swimming lessons at 3 o'clock or something like that. So it was like, obviously crazy busy day, but you know, it's just an example, obviously completely an example, Tom. It's not real Tom. Just wanted to let you guys know that. It's a really functional item. It's really cool. And the baby was cute. And the dad was doing the best he could. It was a fun commercial, and I wanted it, and I liked it. So good for Amazon making a cool commercial, but also showing off the functionality of their product. It's really nice. So whether you are going to be somebody who is going to use that a lot or already has access to the skills section of your Amazon Alexa app and has it gotten her to do different prefaces, and you can name different people, and she's gonna, I think they're getting there, or they already are there with the whole voice recognition, be able to tell who is talking to her. You can do a setup where you talk to it and it'll actually talk. I keep calling it a her, because Alexa is a female connotation, but I mean, it's an inanimate object, Tom. It's an AI device, Tom. Stop turning into Joaquin Phoenix in a movie that's called Her. Ha ha. Ha ha ha. I'm funny, aren't I? I'm pretty funny. No, but you know, it's interesting. But you know, I for those who have gone into the app and have given it preferences and gone in and learned new skills with your Alexa, that's pretty cool. Definitely get in there and do the same thing, but have it so where it recognizes your different voices of your house. So say you have your mom, it's your mom, your dad, your brother, your sister, and all five of you guys can stand around it and take your turns loading your voice, so it actually will recognize you depending on who's talking to the Alexa, especially with the new updates that it's going to be giving itself. So I mean, it's going to get even more and more integrated into your daily lives, where they're going to be I think the coolest part would be like, so say like I'm on a routine. So I get here to record in the studio at 7 o'clock every morning. I leave the house around 6 o'clock, cause the commute and getting breakfast and everything. But, so say Alexa, and I had a Alexa, I did everything every morning. Did something every morning, but I was always forgetting it or something like that. I always forget my protein bar or something like that. So if at 6 o'clock in the morning or 6:15 or 6:10, when I come downstairs, Alexa could automatically be prompted to say, "Tom, this is a reminder to let you to get your protein bar." And I mean, it's just like, I know you do the same thing on your phone, but your phone, it'll buzz and you think somebody's texting you. It's like, you need to look at it. And then maybe the reminder didn't come at the same time. It's not a perfect system. But somebody just turns on and all of a sudden wakes up and talks to you. And it's like, hello, I am all of a sudden here. It's like Glinda, the good witch from Wizard of Oz, is coming down her bubble, just to let you know that everything's going to be all right. Just like, I know that's a little far fetched, but you know, that's what I think about when I think about things like that. Just the Amazon and how I mean, it's not going to be the Alexa; it's going to be Google, and everything's going to be on with your, whether it's going to be your HomePod with a Siri. The same thing. We're all going the same direction where we're going to have. I know what was that show? It was a movie on Disney Channel. It was called like Smart Home or something like that back in the early 2000s. They called it Smart Home or something like that. So the home had it was basically a living home. It had an AI device that was in it, and it would be able to turn the oven on and bake brownies or whatever it was. Basically, it was a single dad and the kids, and the smart home, it was a lady, and they would talk to it, and it would I don't know if it would do the laundry and things like that, but basically like brass tacks, things would pop out of the counter like pastries and stuff. It was kind of crazy. I don't know if we're going to get to that point, but we're going to get to a point where we're going to have an automated helper. We're going to have an automated assistant next to us, and they're going to be helping us getting through our day, whether it's going to be it's going to be talking to you, or we're going to get it even on the phones with those screen time apps I was talking about a little bit in the first segment about how there's a study that more youths are suffering from ADHD due to the fact that they're on their screens too much. They're spending too much time on their screens. They talked about how I get frustrated when my phone doesn't load things fast enough, and how we're all used to it, and how we're kind of taking things for granted these days. And the companies are helping us, are trying to curb that. And obviously, they don't want all of a sudden a mass boycott on phones. So they're going to try and put services on the phones and functions on the phones to keep us honest and to keep us more active and more off the phone, maybe more often than not, and use it as a functional device versus a entertainment device and a lifestyle device and a communication device. And it's like, I have to be attached to the world. No, just let go. Let the screen timeout tell you that you're done with Instagram for the rest of the day and you can't go on there. Be diligent, have a be disciplined, and you'll find out that you can actually, like, there's a really cool YouTube video. It's called Look Up, and I'm pretty sure it went viral, so maybe people who out there who know what it's what I'm talking about here, but it's called Look Up, and it's really pretty, and it's just a PSA basically to say, look up from your phone. Don't keep your head down all day long while you're walking around on your phone. Look up, and you'll find something that you wouldn't have found prior to that. All right, that'll wrap it up for this segment. We'll come back in the next segment. We'll talk about a couple more of the gadgets that you can find on the Amazon Prime Day, and then we'll continue on the show, and we'll figure it out as we go along here in the final segment, as we like to do here on the GSMC Technology Podcast. So everybody stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching. Hey! The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
All right, welcome back to GSMC Technology Podcast on a Tuesday today here. We're going to call this one the last segment of the day, as we are going to just cover some more stuff from the Amazon Prime Day today, as we are going to look at the Amazon products, actually, that are, we looked at the Sonos, and then we looked at the, of course, the one from Bose, the little speaker from Bose, but now Amazon obviously putting their stuff on for sale as well. Amazon Prime Day is a day that they're going to have the Echo range. I mean, this is the Echo Dot. It can be as low as $29.99 versus the Echo Dot 2 pack is going to be at $49.98 as well. So I'm looking at that. Then that's for the Echo Dot as well. And then for the Echo second gen, which is the towers, that's down to $69.99 from its usual $99.99. You could also do that fabric ones as well. Three different fabric colors. That's going to come in. If you want the wood veneer one, that's going to be at $89.99 a piece. Still cheaper than the base. So you're going to save about $30 as much. It's probably what they're going for right now is the 30% off kind of deals for this Amazon Prime Day. For the show, that's going to be $129.99. That's the one that kind of didn't really sell. It was like, oh, yeah, it's a new thing. Oh, wait, no, it came out last year. It's the one with the screen in it. So, I mean, whether we're going to get more advancements into that kind of product. I know the TV Cube is also a big thing. As well as we say, this is, I mean, this is the, what was it, the TV Cube, they're going to put that one down to for $89.99. That's the set-top box one that I was talking about a couple weeks ago regarding, you know, it's the one where it can control your TV. There's probably some issues. There's just too much stuff going on, too many companies and too many different kind of signals probably, but if you have all the right compatibility, it'll control your TV wirelessly, and you can toggle channels, toggle different tuners and stuff like that, as well as play music. So it's definitely a cool little device there. If you have a bunch of if you like Amazon products, then I would go for it and try it out. And it's going to be on sale as well. It's usually about the same kind of $30 off. They're looking at for the other ones. So those are the big ones. Right there, as far as the big looking at the big products to get for Prime Day, like I said, the Echo Plus, that's actually the one where you can have your Echo Plus is the one where you can control your light switches for your smart home. Yeah, smart home, wireless bulbs, remote controlled plugs, and more. So yeah, that's the one that's going to bring down to $99.99, usually at $150. So that one's actually $50 off for your, it's for make more of a smart home scenario there. All right. And then I also want to talk about iPhones. There was a leak for the front glass panels for the 2018 iPhones, and showing that one of the models is going to have a little bit thicker bezel. So the 6.1 inch model is going to be a little bit thicker bezel. So it looks like we're having three different sized phones coming out for this in 2018. This one's going to be that 5.1 inch one, the 6.5, and then the 6.1 inch. So the 6.1 looks like it's a little bit thicker on the bezel. I'm not really a big bezel care person. I haven't had a case on my phone anyways. I like to have the wallet cases, but I mean, it's just you kind of do it as you please. But looking like the lineup, obviously it's expected to include that second generation iPhone X. Then we're going to have the iPhone 10. Sorry, we're going to get the iPhone 10 Plus, which is what I'm looking forward to for sure. I like my bigger screen. Plus, it's going to cost a pretty penny. And then you're going to have the budget iPhone 10 will be the 5.8 inch budget iPhone 10. That's going to be pretty interesting as well. So it looks like, is the budget one the 6.1 inch? And so it looks like this, the 5.8 inch, 6.5, and 6.1. So the budget one's the one that's going to have the thicker bezel, because I think that's the way they're lowering it down. So one's going to be the LED screens, and one is the this is another like ELED or something like that. There's two different LCD. One's going to be the that's right. One's the OLED. That's the more expensive ones. And then the LCD screens, like what we're used to having from before, will be the budget one that'll have just a basic LCD screen versus the OLED displays for the new phones. So that'll be pretty cool as well. So something to look forward to. So I'm like, they're going to have the little thicker bezels for the little cheaper one as well. So it looks like that they're going to have that the edge-to-edge displays, top-notch, obviously the Touch ID is going to be gone for even the cheap one, and then we're going to get the Face ID with all of those as well. So the notch up there with a true depth sensor. That's what it's called, true depth sensor. So it looks like we're also going to see a larger display Apple Watch Series 4 model. We're going to have new AirPods, is what I heard about. I mean, we did talk about that a little bit, new AirPods. And then that Air Power Mat, we talked about that a little bit ago. I think a couple weeks ago, we talked about that Air Power Mat that will have the wireless charging capability for multiple devices at once. Still not sure how the cases are going to work. Have to take it out of your phone case to charge it. I mean, it's one little thing. But, I mean, that's going to be the deal right there. All right. So then we're looking at the this is interesting. So Apple, whether they're trying to make, they're sticking with this, they're also sticking with the increasing their capabilities for their laptops, the MacBooks, and they're going to be probably trying to oust their own iMac. So it looks like the 2018 6-core MacBook Pro is going to give even a desktop a run for its money, or at least a little bit of a challenge. That's the iMac Pro. As well, it looks like that the eGPU is the cherry on top for this MacBook Pro. You're gonna have that feature is gonna be something that, I mean, whether it's a little too much sensory overload or not. I mean, I think having that on a laptop base is definitely something that you're gonna be able to like, because of the fact it's gonna make everything work really fast, and get everything with a graphics card like that is gonna be pretty crazy. I mean, Blackmagic honestly makes great graphics cards anyways, but the fact that you're gonna get a quality graphics card like you would see in a normal desktop or a computer used for web design or for photo editing, stuff like that, you see for the top of the line, you're gonna get that on a laptop now. It's gonna be crazy, and it's gonna be expanding the abilities for pretty much anything you possibly could want. So that's pretty cool there. As far as it goes with the with some of these things that you have to worry about, I know that they're going to get expensive. The more stuff you put inside of something, the more expensive it's going to be. And I know that's something that not everybody is too happy about, because they're already shelling out a bunch of money. But, you know, if it's for a job or it's for something that a hobby, sometimes it can be worth it. And definitely a good product, and you're going to get your money's worth. That's for sure. So that's one thing about Apple, is that they do tend to But I don't know, but the phones are one thing, but because there's sometimes wear and tear can, and using it over and over again can kind of bog it down. But for a lot of its other products, you have to give it credit that you do pay the Apple premium, but it works. They're very, very easy to use, and the interfaces are very helpful and, you know, fun to use as well. All right, so looking at some more stuff regarding this is the last segment today. Just a little bit of a slower day in the technology world. As you see, I'm bringing up some stuff that we usually don't talk about here on the show, which is like the really under the hood. Oh, they have a great, better graphics card. We got to get it now. No, but we like that too. We like the better graphics card. So looking at this as well, we have the more, we're talking about under the hood. Amazon's getting better processors. So we're going to get, this is the cloud computing services. So this is what we're talking about. Amazon has a, isn't just, like we talked about at the beginning of the show, it's not, they don't just make the Amazon Alexa or created it. They don't do the Echo only. They don't just do the Dot or the Show or the Cube or whatever it's called. They don't do just Whole Foods. They do everything. They're going to send you everything we want, best, obviously, through the mail. That's the one that, remember, this is funny because this is a company that started as a book company. Online book retailer is what it started as. And now it's just expanded into the stratosphere, and I mean, even into a cloud computing, where they're going to be, I mean, they sponsor a bunch of stuff. I mean, Amazon Web Services, you go drive around rural California, you'll see just a random Amazon building with a big Amazon logo on it, a big server base. I mean, it's just these, well, I mean, some of them are obviously fulfillment centers for deliveries and stuff like that, but also they have these server banks that are just absolutely gigantic, and they're just full of servers and cloud storage for companies and services, businesses, everything. And looks like that it's going to be a big day as they're going to run EC2, it's called inside of a Snowball Edge device, whatever that means. To you guys who aren't tech gurus or actually work in the tech industry, but basically it's going to make everything faster for those who use Amazon Web Services, and also they have all these different systems as well that are going to be able to compress and make data more efficient and more easier to move and easier to store as well. So I mean, it's all about the compression. You go watch Silicon Valley. It's showing on HBO. I talked about it a couple times. I mean, it's only, I know it's a satirical show, but it's actually pretty interesting because the company they're actually creating is something that we're probably going to see here in the future. That's compression, getting files smaller, getting things smaller so you can fit more on things. You don't have to pay crazy amount of money for a 64 gig phone or 128 gig iPad or whatever it is. You can work and everything will get smaller and you can actually fit things onto smaller device. I mean, we've already gotten to a certain point where, I mean, you can buy the 8 gig memory cards now for your camera. They're about a quarter inch thick or something like that. So that's pretty cool in itself. The fact that we've gotten we used to have 8 gigs be like a book size. Now it's down to a little thing you can put into a camera, and then we have 2 terabyte, 3 terabyte hard drives that are the size of a small book or my phone. Your phone, you can get terabytes hard drives. So it's crazy how we've compressed stuff already. But compressing things for download, for transfer through air through the internet and stuff like that is kind of a different story versus having it on a hard disk. So they're trying to get that all figured out with Amazon as well. All right. One more thing quickly as Google, I just saw this. Google built a subsea cable from France from the United States to France for some reason this is kind of a thing. This all the optics, I mean the fiber optics, stuff like that and everything with internet capabilities, but all these internet companies like to build these subsea cables so they can get connectivity throughout the world. Obviously, when it's across oceans and stuff like that, it's tough to get a wireless signal, so it's easier to just have these cables down on the seafloor. But it is pretty interesting how they're going to be, how they have this all set up, and it's going to be covering different distances and stuff like that as well. So, I mean, whether they're going to be investments and stuff like that. I know they're really getting into it as they're going to ramp it up all the way until 2020, it looks like they're going to be getting this cable working to go to France. So, I mean, Google, keep it working. I mean, I don't know what these guys are going to be going, but obviously, when it comes to internet capabilities, it's always helpful to open the floodgates of the bandwidth to as many people as possible to be able to get faster internet access. So we'll be able to see what the internet has been able to do for us, and the more people who are given that tool or are given that openness, the better. So everybody, I'm going to sign off for now. Everybody have a good Tuesday. We'll be back on Thursday for another edition of the GSMC Technology Podcast. As we get closer and closer, the closer we get, the more leaks we're going to get, the more stuff we're going to be able to talk about when it comes to the phones and everything that happens in the next few months. So everybody have a good Tuesday. We'll be back on Thursday. Talk to you later. Bye.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Technology Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. From movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.